Bet in Harness by James Herriot. Read by Christopher Timothy. Chapter 1. As I crawled into bed and put my arm around Helen, it occurred to me, not for the first time, that there are few pleasures in this world to compare with snuggling up to a nice woman when you are half frozen. There weren't any electric blankets in the 30s, which was a pity because nobody needed the things more than country vets. It is surprising how deeply bone-marrow cold a man can get when he is dragged from his bed in the small hours and made to strip off in farm buildings when his metabolism is at a low ebb. Often the worst part was coming back to bed. I often lay exhausted for over an hour, longing for sleep, but kept awake until my icy limbs and feet had thawed out. But since my marriage, such things were but a dark memory. Helen stirred in her sleep. She had got used to her husband leaving her in the night and returning like a blast from the North Pole, and instinctively moved nearer to me. With a sigh of thankfulness, I felt the blissful warmth envelop me, and almost immediately the events of the last 2 hours began to recede into unreality. It had started with the aggressive shrilling of the bedside phone at 1 a.m., and it was a Sunday morning, a not unusual time for some farmers, after a late Saturday night, to have a look round their stock and decide to send for the vet. This time it was Harold Ingledew. And it struck me right away that he would have just about had time to get back to his farm after his 10 pints at the Four Horseshoes, where they weren't too fussy about closing time. And there was a significant slur in the thin croak of his voice.
"I have a ewer, miss. Will you cub?"
"Is she very bad?"
In my semi...